reprisal. Coin money. Emit bills of credit. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware,
health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our regularly scheduled guest, Pastor Billy Crone, hasn't shown up, so it's going to have to be open lines, and you're going to have to call in, because I have nothing really prepared. Our number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment, and we'll go from there. But right now, we'll just comment that everyone breathed a sigh of relief. Well, the conservative party in Greece won the weekend elections, and Greece is not going to pull out of the EU. And if you really believe what you read in the newspapers, you're incredibly naive. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is run by secret societies and secret groups that have a goal, and that is a one-world government. They kill people, they assassinate their enemies, they take us into wars worth thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Millions of people are killed senselessly, but always with that common goal, the one world government. That was the reason they killed 21 million people in World War I and 40 to 60 million in World War II. It was all about bringing about a world government. And that's why we fought in Korea and certainly in Vietnam. We killed 58,000 Americans in Vietnam in a war we never tried to win. It was largely a diversion so they could bring in the Great Society, a stepping stone towards bringing America into this one world government. But do you really think these people believe in democracy? They rig elections all the time, all throughout the world. Ordinarily, they control the media so they can influence how people vote. But then, of course, when it comes to counting the votes, they would never hesitate to rig elections. They rig them all the time. George Bush lost his first bid for election. Had it not been for the intervention, the illegal intervention of the United States Supreme Court, why Al Gore would have become president. And then in 2004, why, of course, the election of George Bush in his race against John Kerry all hinged on Ohio, and they rigged the election in Ohio. So the exit polls show that John Kerry won that election, and exit polls are correct, just as correct as the vote count. All you need to do is have your people planted in the places where the votes are counted. And what you never heard is that there were a number of Republican officials who were sent to prison for rigging the vote count in Ohio, but that didn't matter they had their man in the White House. And until you understand that the democracy, this idea of voting for our leaders, is phony, it's all a matter of perception. That's why our fathers, our founding fathers, created a republic in the United States, because they knew that people would always tend to vote themselves in tyranny, or that their votes could be rigged, and so they wanted to limit the power of government so men would be free. And if you read the constitutions of any one of our 50 states, none of them talk about democracy. They all talk about republic. We pledge our allegiance not to the democracy for which our flag stands, but to the republic for which it stands. If you read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, you'll never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry the concept and to point out that democracies are spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and the rights of property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. And that's in the 45th of the Federalist Papers. Get them and read them and understand everything you've been told is a lie. America is a republic. And our founding fathers created America as a republic because they knew that democracies, first of all, don't work. People tend to vote themselves and vote for the person who promises to give them the most. But they also knew that you could rig elections. And they rig elections all the time, as long as we don't have personal counting, public counting of the votes. As long as we have voting machines, electronic voting machines, that can be so easily rigged, as long as we do not have organizations that really watch the voting, they're going to rig the elections. And, of course, the recent election in Greece was too important to give the people the right to determine whether or not Greece stayed in the EU. Of course Greece was going to stay in the EU. They want the United States of Europe, and they cannot allow Greece or any other nation to leave. They've got to control every nation in the world, which is why we have our troop station in 130 nations and 800 to 900 foreign military bases. Why? Because America is going to be sure that we move into this one world government. They are using the financial and military resources of the United States to bring about that government, and that is the age-old plan. And, of course, you want to read about that, you can read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but we can take you to the original source, the book called The Secret Destiny of America, written by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, who established the Philosophical Research Society, which is still exists in Southern California, with its great library where the books on the secret societies of antiquity are kept. Manly P. Hall was given a great deal of money so he could travel throughout the world to collect the books on the secret societies. And he tells you in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, that for 3,000 years, secret societies have been planning on using the countries that would develop here in North America to bring about this dictatorship under a democracy throughout the world. And that's what it's all about. He talks about how I did. The telephone number is 7554.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here this morning, so give us a call at 800-254-7524. We'd like to hear what you'd like to talk about, or would you like to talk about this subject, because really it is so vitally important that you understand the real basis of American foreign policy and the foreign policy of the dictators we've installed throughout the world. That's why we have 130, our troops in 130 nations, is to keep dictators in power. I'm watching Dan Rather's report last night. They were talking about what's going on in Bahrain, where, of course, we backed the dictatorship there. A small number of Sunni Arabs who control a large population of Shias who want the right to be free, and we back the dictators. We back the dictatorship in Bahrain. We back the dictatorship in Yemen. We back the dictatorships all throughout the world. In fact, we backed the Mubarak in Egypt for years, but now, of course, the time has come to unite the Islamic world in preparation for the next coming war. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is all planned and is all scripted. And I suspect that this is part of the prophecies that we read in the Bible, that the great army of 100 million or 200 million that's going to descend on Israel is not coming from communist China, but is largely coming from the Islamic world. And we know pretty well what's going to happen because of the prophecies, which I believe are going to come to pass, but we don't necessarily have the correct interpretation. And you can just see how the whole of the Islamic world is being manipulated. And, of course, right now the United States is backing the al-Qaeda insurgents who are attacking Syria. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's al-Qaeda who's attacking Syria, and we have our special forces troops in both Jordan and in India training the al-Qaeda troops that are attacking Syria. Al-Qaeda was involved in the revolutions that have taken place in Egypt and in Tunisia and Libya, but we can't let the American people know that. They might begin to question why we need to finance a 500,000 men in Afghanistan to fight the 50 members of al-Qaeda there. 50 members of al-Qaeda, that's all there are. I hope that you have challenged what I've said and gone onto the Internet, to your search engine, and typed in the word Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda, or Steve Croft, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda, or Obama, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and you'll find that that's true. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We've got an army of over 500,000 people there, or 500,000 people in support people to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, whereas we're financing them throughout the world. We financed Al-Qaeda in Serbia and in Chechnya and in Kosovo. Well, we've got to fight them there in Afghanistan, and we were fighting them in Iraq, and we still have 50,000 troops there, but they're not in Iraq, but they're not really troops. They're just educators. If you believe that, why you believe anything? The American people are so gullible. They believe everything they're told, and you've got to learn to think. I would simply mention that we will be talking in Denver. We'll be talking in Denver on the 15th of September. We do hope that if you're out there, many of you will want to come. If you want more details, you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. There apparently a number. There's a small organization there that is planning on having a couple of hundred people, getting them together. And I was asked to come to speak, so we're looking forward to being there. That's on the 15th of September, and if you can come, why, certainly we'd love to see you there. It's important that you understand that nothing you have been told, or almost nothing you've been told, is really true. There's another agenda for everything. We are moving, of course, into increasing austerity here in America, because that's the plan of the elite, to lower living standards in the United States and raise living standards throughout the world as we move towards a more equitable world. Of course, this is not going to influence the people of great wealth. They're going to maintain their wealth and their power, and the elite are not going to be influenced. But there is an organized effort to bring about austerity. How do we know? We've read the plan. First of all, if you think back 2 years, you never heard the word austerity, or seldom heard it, and had really very little idea of what it was talking about, what it meant. But ever since the key articles appeared in Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, December of 2010, an article written there by Richard Haass, Haass, Richard Haass, Haass. He is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he wrote a letter, an article with Roger Altman, where they just talked about what lay ahead for America and the need for austerity here and throughout the world. And of course the same month, in U.S. News and World Report, Mortimer Zuckerman, who happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, actually wrote a similar article talking about how we would henceforth have austerity and lower living standards of the American people. And, of course, this then was introduced throughout Europe, all the countries controlled by the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, and this group of internationalists who really rule the world. I mean, this is all being introduced, and basically they have austerity in Europe. They're cutting back on the pensions. They're cutting back on the salaries. They're cutting back on the number of government employees. And not only there, but in private industry, they're cutting back on salaries here in the United States. Why, of course, the unions, which are under the control of the same people, the head of the AFL-CIO is a member of the Trilateral Commission. How could that be? I mean, are the unions supposedly the representatives of the people, so they can get a more equitable distribution of wages from the elite who run the world? No, of course, the elite have organized the labor unions. They control the socialist and communist movements as they control the conservative and anti-communist movements. They control both sides of all of the movements so that the average individual has no one to follow. They've infiltrated the conservative organizations. They've infiltrated the liberal organizations. They've infiltrated the religious organizations. And most of our political parties, and even many of our individuals who put together small organizations, have been infiltrated. I'm firmly convinced they infiltrated of Ron Paul's movement and organizations. Nobody's talking about that, but read the letter that Ron Paul circulated yesterday. I don't believe he wrote it. I believe somebody wrote it, showed it to him, and not understanding what's really going on as far as the conspiracy or the fact that some of his best friends are on the other side. He went along with it. But it talked about how they were going to take 200 delegates to the convention in Tampa, Florida. They'll have another 200 delegates who are sympathetic with them. And he wants them all to be polite and certainly respectful when they're there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a conspiracy that kills people on a regular basis. And Ron Paul wants his followers to be polite and respectful, and those were the words in this directive that went out just yesterday to the Ron Paul supporters. I said I think that we have to be confrontational. We have to not necessarily be impolite, but we have to show what this is all about. We're dealing with wicked and evil people who are organized into an evil and wicked conspiracy, and they kill people, and they start wars, and they have assassins, and I've interviewed some of their assassins. If you haven't heard our 4-tape set or 4-CD set on deadly assassins, you need to get it and listen to it and understand they kill people here in the United States, including presidents and presidents. The presidential candidates, and I interview one, a man who has actually had a contract to kill, Ross Perot, which is why he dropped out of his first effort to run for the president. He was doing quite well. He had almost a third of the votes, and they suddenly let him know they were going to kill both him and his wife if he didn't drop out, and he did what most of us would do. He dropped out. Fortunately, the man with the contract, his name was Chip Tatum, did not carry out the murder as he was told. And of course, Ross Perot and his family are still alive. And of course, we don't know what happened to Chip Tatum. I suspect that he isn't at an early demise because when, of course, you work in that dark and shadowy profession of assassin, why your chance of surviving is very limited, because if you are successful, they kill you, and if you're not successful, they kill you as well. Our number 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What do I think that the delegates to the convention, Republican convention, should do? They should become informed, and they should inform others, I'm sure. Most Americans are good people. Most Americans want moral things, contrary to what we see. There's a program on 60 Minutes last night about a young woman who plays the banjo and sings, and she's a Christian girl, and she is so fabulously, doing so fabulously well because she pushes Christian values. She dresses properly. She is not in the least bit sexy. She just sings, and she has made more money from her records than anybody else has ever done. She has done fabulously well, but she doesn't bare her breast like Madonna, Lady Gaga. She dresses properly. She's a Christian model. And that's what the American people want. Like, they want Tim Tebow. You see, but the elite hate Christianity. And they hate everything that is moral and proper. But the American people are still good people. What we need to do is reach them with the truth and understand this, the wicked people who control both political parties and take us from war to war to war. And they're planning more wars, and they're planning austerity here in America. And they are dedicated to destroying the moral fabric of our society and killing millions of people. They've already killed millions. They intend to kill more. We're dealing with organized evil, and I don't think you ought to be respectful with dealing with that. I think what you need to be is confrontational, and what you need to do is certainly try to educate the American people, the good people of America, and most Americans are good people. We're always going out. Our number, 877-254-7524. Please give us a call. 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared. We're looking forward to hearing. We'll be right back.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. I'm hope that you'll be calling in at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We just read this weekend that Ron Paul had taken the state of Iowa. He had the majority of the delegates to the convention. We know that Chris, he took Louisiana. And Chris, we've talked to Dr. Aaron Kepler, who is going to be one of those delegates from Louisiana, talking about how basically how corrupt the whole system was. They won the delegates from Louisiana, but the Republican establishment wouldn't acknowledge that. And it didn't matter that they had right on their side the Robert Rules of Order. A small group in the hierarchy of the Republican Party in Louisiana were not going to acknowledge the legality of the fact that Ron Paul, the majority of the delegates, were supporters of Ron Paul. And I suspect that it's happened all across the country. I suspect that they've rigged a lot of the elections. A lot of people support Ron Paul. I don't know what the true incidence of support for him is, because when most newspapers are controlled and they ignore Ron Paul. But here's a man who wants to do away with the income tax. I mean, you ask the average individual, of course they want to do away with the income tax and the IRS. They realize it's unfair, and yet, of course, the man who advocates this publicly doesn't have the support of the American people. Do you really believe that? Here's a man who doesn't want us fighting no-end wars throughout the world, and yet the American people don't support him. Here's a man who wants to have a balanced budget and cut $1 trillion from the federal budget so that we can save our economy. Otherwise, it's very obvious you can't keep putting out $1.3 to $1.5 trillion every year you don't have. Ladies and gentlemen, we only take in $2.2 trillion. This is what we're taking at the present time through taxation. We're spending about $3.6 trillion every year. How long do you think we keep spending more than we're taking in? Cindy Obama, there was an article I read this weekend about how Obama was very closely aligned with two people, Cloward and Piven. And of course, they in the 1960s were just writing about how we could destroy the United States, or they who were dedicated socialists could destroy the United States by simply loading us down with all sorts of welfare programs there would be no way to pay for, and then America would go bankrupt, and the whole system would collapse, and the socialists could take over. And Obama was related to Piven, the woman in this combo, Cloward and Piven. And basically, that Obama is doing just that. Certainly, George Bush was the biggest spender we'd ever had. But, of course, it took him 8 years to increase the federal deficit about $4 trillion. Obama has increased the deficit twice as rapidly. He's increased it close to $5.5 trillion in a little over 3.5 years. He knows what he's doing. He wants to destroy America. So why aren't the American people supporting Ron Paul? I think that they really are, and I think they're rigging the elections. Why they couldn't do that, you say? Why couldn't they? Certainly, if they rigged the elections in Ohio in the year 2008 to get George Bush elected, and you never read about this in your local newspapers, you never read that a number of Republican officials were sent to prison for rigging the elections that brought George Bush to power. Why should you think that you would read in your local newspaper the truth or hearing it from major television? And believe me, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, if they told the truth, they would not have their jobs. And so they certainly are not going to tell you the truth on most subjects. And people who do tell you the truth, well, that's the alternative radio, such as myself and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Chuck Chris Meyer and John Leffler and a few of the others. We're going to get the conspiracy of silence from the mass media, because the last thing that people who control the media want is for the American people to learn the truth, to learn that the two-party system is as phony as a $3 bill, the fact that they rig elections, that they set the electronic voting machines, cannot be trusted. And the only way we're going to get honest elections is to have a hand count of the votes and closely monitored. Because after all, as the Mayor Daley said, it's not how people vote that counts, it's who counts the votes that really counts. And that's really true. That's how the Daley family was able to control Chicago and so much of the election in Illinois for so many years. And that's how the establishment, it controls what the outcome of the elections are. And I'm sure that they did exactly the same thing in Greece this weekend. They certainly did not want Greece to even consider leaving the European Union, because that is the key. They want a United States of Europe. They want a United States of North America. They want to unite the world. The age-old dream of the ancient secret societies is coming to pass today. Our number is 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared. We want to know what you would like to talk about. Talk about whatever you'd like. 877-254-7524. But of course, as you know, I've had my own experience with the Ron Paul committee, the people who control him. And so they, when you are running for president, you can't monitor what the people in your organization are doing. You have to trust them. And unfortunately, I'm convinced that Ron Paul's organization was infiltrated. And of course, I told it how I've tried probably close to 10 times to get Ron Paul on my programs. I talked to people. I sent emails to the people in press relations. I finally got through to the number one man in public relations for Ron Paul. And it was very obvious talking to him that even though he was the number one man in charge of public relations, why he was subservient to somebody else who did not want to have us interview Ron Paul and expose him to our followers, who would be the best supporters financially for Ron Paul. I mean, basically, if you want to raise money and you need money for a campaign, why you want to go to the people who would support you? But they blocked out Ron from getting onto my program and talking to the people on ours almost 70 hours every week. But also with Alex Jones. Alex Jones was having the same problem. Alex couldn't get Ron Paul on, but he didn't know what I'm saying.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, it's Dr. Stan this morning. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about this morning? Is there some subject that you'd like to bring up? Well, certainly I would point out that if you want to neutralize a political campaign, what you do is you have your people approach the political candidate and tell him how wonderful he is and how much you agree with what he's trying to do, and you agree to work for little or nothing, and you get them to be the advisor and to help coordinate the election efforts. I've seen this time and time again, where, of course, the political campaigns have been infiltrated by people on the other side, and they are just so supportive of the political candidate, and they convince him that they're totally dedicated to his cause. Why? Because the other side does not want there to be any opposition. So, of course, they get people who are very, very clever actors, and they infiltrate political campaigns just exactly as they have people infiltrate the terrorist movement. In fact, most of the terrorists in the United States are actually on the government payroll, just as when, of course, communism was a threat, why, of course, most of the communists were on the government payroll. In fact, at one time, when towards the end of the so-called communist threat, the majority of the members of the Communist Party were employed by one or another of the intelligence agencies. But you never knew when you went to a Communist Party meeting who was there, who was propounding the advantages of communism. The loudest was really a U.S. government agent. And this is what they're doing with the terrorists today. This is what they're doing in our political campaigns today. And they hire people, and they certainly employ people to infiltrate the political campaigns to neutralize them, so there'll be no effective resistance to this effort to bring about a one-world government and a one-world financial system and destroy Christianity and establish this one-world ruler. That's what it's all about. When you understand that, it really all makes sense. And certainly I fear this is what's happened to the Ron Paul campaign. I'm convinced firmly this is why, that the people who ran the campaign, I'm sure Ron Paul had no knowledge of what this was about. But of course the people who ran the campaign wouldn't allow him to get onto the radio to talk to the foundation of his support, would be actually that coming from alternative radio. And they might use all the excuses to Ron, as to why he shouldn't be on with Alex Jones or myself or others. But the truth of the matter is, they did not want to consolidate a firm base for a man who espoused, and I believe Ron Paul is a sincere individual who really believes in individual liberty and is a dedicated Christian and is pro-life and is right on literally every issue. And I'll have to admit that for years I certainly felt he was wrong on the position on drugs and legalizing drugs, not because they're good, not because they aren't harmful, not because they don't destroy lives, because they do. But if you can't keep drugs out of a prison, why should you think you can keep them out of society, out of a free society, without making a free society into a prison? And basically, if people want to do foolish things, they're going to do them. We should certainly come out strongly against drugs. We should teach our young people how bad they are. But we don't teach them how bad they are in schools. listen to the drug education courses, and they will tell you that aspirin is bad, and all sorts of prescription drugs are bad, and the morphine and the heroin are bad, and they put them in the same category as so many other drugs. And tobacco is bad, but they do not teach you why the use of hard narcotics would get you into problems. Our drug prevention programs, and I studied this many years ago, and went into the programs with people who were actually teaching it, our drug prevention programs were not designed to discourage people from using drugs, but to encourage them. Because if they really wanted to discourage the use of drugs, they can make our students believe whatever they want them to believe. And they want them on drugs. And they want them smoking tobacco. And they're doing a great job along that line. And now, of course, they have their tobacco programs introduced all throughout the world. And they've got kids 5 and 6 years older in China and Vietnam and in India smoking cigarettes so they can make their billions of dollars. And our drug companies are doing that. And where's the outcry from our leaders saying it's wrong to promote smoking in schools and wrong to use the mass media to encourage people to smoke? We killed millions of American women by getting them to use tobacco here. And now, of course, that's verboten. It used to be when you went to the movies, women were always smoking, and men were always smoking. You notice you don't see that from Hollywood anymore. Why? Because they've agreed that they're not going to encourage smoking in the movies here, and you almost never see anybody smoking. How could that happen? It's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's all staged. You will almost never see either a man or a woman smoking on television or radio today, television or motion pictures today. They have decided that we're going to cut back on smoking here in the United States, but of course we're going to encourage it throughout the world. And they know the power of television and of motion pictures in framing how people think. And of course, right now, of course, so our television and our motion pictures are being utilized to push this idea of world government to conceal the fact that electoral process is rigged, to conceal the fact that they have infiltrated our political organizations, and both political parties push globalism and the idea of a one world government. We have two political parties that have the same foreign and domestic policy. They talk different. They're all in favor of big government.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods,
hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I just stand back here and, this is a time when I need to remind our listeners out all across Colorado and Wyoming and surrounding states of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help financially, we would love to hear from you. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we have almost 70 outlets every week, and of course, we're excited at the prospect of having that opportunity to reach people with the truth that you're not going to get through the regular media, and of course, to let you understand that this whole idea we are a democracy is a simple lie. But a lie told often enough is coming to be accepted by the people. America is a republic. America is a republic. America is a republic, and you could read the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of any one of our 50 states, and they will all tell you the same thing. America is a republic, and they will never use the word democracy other than to decry it, and yet they've been able to convince the entire American people that we are democracy, and by repetition, create the reality. All we have to do is go to the polls and vote. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's not how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts. And our founding fathers knew that eventually the American people would vote themselves into tyranny. Who wouldn't like to have food stamps and pensions health benefits, especially when you don't have to pay for them. We simply borrow the money. But when you do that, eventually you go bankrupt, and that's what we're doing today, and it's all planned. You need to help us get the information out. You need to read our newsletters. You need to get copies of our programs. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. To really understand what's going on, you need to start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to listen to our program, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. Get the syllabuses that go with them. Get my recent DVD, my interview with Norman Dodd, the director of the research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie. And, of course, my analysis of what I heard from Norman Dodd, which I really didn't understand when I talked to him in 1980. I had no idea what so much of this was about. But now, of course, in my critique of our interview, which you'll hear the filmed interview, you can watch the filmed interview, and then you can hear my critique of it, why we begin to understand how the purpose of the Great Tax Exempt Foundations was to create the perception we had an enemy, which was communism. All the time we were ourselves moving towards exactly the same structure of government, a government that kills people, creates wars. Of course, where the voting is simply a facade. Well, they have voting in communist Russia, but it doesn't matter. And we have voting in America for two political parties, both of which have the same foreign and domestic policy. And all of the fights between the Republicans and the Democrats is all showbiz. We have a visible government, but we have an invisible government. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings